Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Today, joining us in the studio, we have a couple of teachers from Sally Morrow as part of our Carbon County School District updates. We have Camille Carmack and also Christina Anderson. First off, guys, it's a pleasure to get you in the studio today. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Let's start by talking with Mrs. Carmack here. Again, both of you guys are fifth grade teachers at Sally Morrow. Before we get rolling, though, Mrs. Carmack, I got a question for you. As we enter the final day of school before going into Christmas break, how sane is the place right now?
Actually, I think fifth grade's doing pretty well. Some of the other teachers are saying it's time for a break, but we're really enjoying this year and having a good year.
Same thing for you, Mrs. Anderson?
Absolutely. Our fifth graders are pretty easygoing. They're good kids, so it's actually been quite nice to enjoy the fun activities with them.
Kids haven't checked out then?
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
They really haven't, not yet.
Have the teachers?
Maybe.
We
haven't. Well, let's start, Mrs. Carmack, by talking about some of the things that are associated with student government. This is obviously something that the fifth grade handles, right? I mean, is that why all three fifth grade teachers, well, the three fifth grade teachers that were supposed to join us today, Mrs. Perry, who's not in attendance, she's also involved with student government. So is that kind of something that's ran by fifth grade?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think it hasn't always been that way, but it seems to work really well when the fifth grade teachers are the ones who are the student government advisors.
Well, let's talk a bit about some of the things associated with it. First off, a leadership conference. And this is something that recently took place, right?
Yes. Yes. Last month in November, we took all of our fifth grade officers and class representatives to BYU for a leadership conference for a day. And it was really fun. It was enjoyable. They went to a lot of different workshops and classes. Some of the fun ones were Brad Barton and John, by the way, and they talked a lot about different leadership qualities and how they needed to be examples and positive leadership and that sort of thing. And they learned a lot and enjoyed it a lot.
Some of the big, I guess, takeaways from the kids from a leadership conference. What are some of the things that are noticeable once they go to something like this?
I think, like I said, a lot of positive leadership qualities where they're looking out for the other kids and trying to help. And then they teach character lessons each month, and I think that really contributes to their ability to teach those character lessons well when they've gone to that leadership conference and kind of sends them in the right direction for that.
Give me an example of a character lesson.
This month in December, our character lesson was about empathy, and that's a word that isn't always known by and understood by the younger students, especially. And so, they define empathy, and a lot of times, they'll show a video or read a book that defines it or tells about it. A lot of times, they'll do a role play or several role plays and give examples and stories about empathy. And then usually there's an activity at the end where they can practice empathy or look forward to how they can show empathy in the future.
Now, if you're a student in student government, you kind of, I don't want to say you have a higher expectation, but you have a responsibility, right? And when you learn these character traits, I'm sure it's important to pass them on to the rest of the kids, you know, the rest of their peers in the school.
Yes. Yes. They actually teach them each month for 1 week. Every class goes to library once a week. And during their library time, these fourth and fifth grade students who are in student government teach those lessons to all of the other students in the school.
It's fantastic. How many kids are we talking about in student government? What's the number?
We have 14.
14 of them. Okay. That's a good number. It's a good number of students. Have you seen these kids evolve throughout the year? I mean, I know it's still early. We're only in December, but we're talking about 4 months. I mean, have you seen them kind of grow now that they have these roles?
Absolutely. Yes, they have grown quite a bit. The group we have this year, and each year that we've had actually, has been quite responsible. This group is really kind to each other, and like Mrs. Carmack was talking about, they really take on those leadership qualities and really enjoy teaching the character lessons each month.
Again, we're being joined right now by Mrs. Carmack and Mrs. Anderson with Sally Morrow. Let's talk about a food drive, Mrs. Anderson. This is also something that recently took place with the kids in student government, right?
Yes. So we did a food drive from November 8th to November 17th. The student government was in charge of it. They sponsored it. It was a competition between each of the classes. So we sent a flyer home, and every day students from every class would bring canned food that they could to donate to the food bank.
How much food did you guys accumulate? Do you know, like, a pound? You know?
Yes.
Okay, all right, how much?
So we had 2,215 items, which totaled 2,040 pounds.
That's impressive.
Yes.
That's good work.
Yes.
So it was a competition.
Yes.
Who won?
Actually, my class won.
Well, there you go. So you can boast a little bit, right?
Yes. One of our fourth grade classes was in second place, and Mrs. Carmack's class was third place, but all of the classes did a good job.
So did they just get bragging rights, or what comes along with winning?
Actually, they got to throw whipped cream pies at our principal, Mr. Hardy.
Well, you can't beat that.
Yeah, they loved
it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure Mr. Hardy enjoyed it as well.
Yes, he's
a
good...
I think he does.
He is a good sport about it, so yeah, that was good. And we actually, we figured it was about 2.5 times the amount of food that we collected last year.
That's
so
awesome.
They picked it up quite a bit, and we're really proud of what they did.
Now, once we get past Christmas break, what's next for student government? It seems like they always have a big project at least once a month, right? I mean, is that fair to say?
Yeah, once a month they teach those character lessons. We'll probably do a MIC teacher night sometime in the spring. We haven't set a date for that. And student government is involved with that fundraiser for our school. They help with, well, fifth grade does a chili cook-off in February. And then, like I said, yeah, they teach the character lessons every month. And then sometimes they help with end-of-year activities like field day or with class activities at the end of the year if needed.
Do the kids get to cook the chili in February?
Yes.
Their own concoction, their own recipe?
Yes.
I bet you get some interesting ones, don't you?
Yeah, they're actually pretty good,
are
though.
They?
Yes, they are.
They do a good job with that.
So you guys, it's not too daring then to try it.
No, because we watch them prepare it.
Right. If they just brought it, that'd be a different story, right?
Yeah, right.
Guys, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Before I let you go, is there anything else we want to add that's happening at Sally Morrow? Anything that we've missed?
Well, student government right now is doing, we have been doing candy cane sales where the school purchase candy canes and then sell them to the students for the week before Christmas. And we use that money that they make from candy cane sales to benefit some of the families at the school.
Excellent.
And so that's been enjoyable for those who buy the candy canes and for those who are participating in it and knowing that they're helping others.
Definitely some great stuff going on at Sally Morrow. Again, Mrs. Carmack and Mrs. Anderson, I definitely appreciate you guys taking out the time to come in today and share what's going on within the school. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.